Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the third Sunday of Easter, year A. First reading taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14, 22 to 33. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 16. Second reading taken from St. Peter's first letter, chapter 1, verses 17 to 21. Gospel reading taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He is found in, and He is the way and end of faith. In the words of St. Peter in today's second reading, one who acknowledges God as Father and is scrupulously careful is aware that there are two ways of life in this world, the useless way of life and the way of faith. One on the useless way of life is often prevented from recognizing and choosing the way of faith. In other words, he or she lacks the faith required to know God as Father. Hence, he struggles to feel God's presence and to acknowledge God's work of mercy and healing. Thus, St. Peter was right to conclude in today's first reading that our Lord Jesus was persecuted and killed first by men who failed to recognize him as the Christ, and by unbelievers who lacked an understanding of his miracles, portents, and signs. In other words, two groups of people tread on the useless path of life: corrupt men and women who have no faith and hope in God, and imprudent believers of God blinded by earthly goods and hopelessness. And so the question we must ask ourselves is, who am I in this world? Since the useless way of life leads to a dead end, we must be scrupulously careful, my brother, my sister, so as not to lose our faith in Christ Jesus and become blind to God's presence, His protection, providence, and His offering of eternal hope. The two disciples in today's gospel were not blind to God's presence because they knew the scriptures. However, our Lord Jesus upbraided them for failing to believe in the promises of the scriptures and attempting to embrace the useless way of life. Nevertheless, they were not humiliated by the Lord. Rather, our Lord Jesus entered their realm of brokenness, lack of faith, and doubts. He reviewed the scriptures with them, and by the taking, blessing, breaking, and giving of bread, He opened their eyes of faith to perceive the essence of His death and resurrection. Yes, it is a fact. According to the psalmist of Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And as He did with the two disciples, the Lord is willing to stay with us. He is willing to stay with the brokenhearted until they are re-enabled to understand and acknowledge the sacred mystery of Christ, His body, soul, and divinity, especially through the reception of the Holy Eucharist. Yes, my brother, my sister, having recognized him at the breaking of bread, the Lord vanished from the sight of his disciples. However, the Lord is with us still in the Eucharist as a testimony of his presence and reign in this world of sin. And to those who have chosen to be in his presence, to remain in his love, and have united their sorrows to the Eucharist, the Lord has given the power of his Spirit to uphold God's message of salvation and to share his mercy and message of recreation with those who persecute us, with those in the valley of the shadow of death, and with those who have forgotten how to believe in God. And so, my brother, my sister, even if we or you have strayed from the path of faith in Christ Jesus, the Lord is still with us, and it comes to us to lead us back to the path of righteousness. And so let us re-embrace God's offer of love and accept his goodness and help others to do the same. May he bless us this Sunday, and may he remain with us this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.